Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The first track you hear.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. An hour of the best of blues and rhythm and blues for your listening pleasure. Well, here we are again at the Keynote Club, and this is a very special occasion because I have a couple of guests with me. I've got a good friend, Bobby D, from Big Pine Key in Florida, and the legendary Little Jimmy Reed, who's going to be playing in Sheffield at the weekend. And I'm going to start with Little Jimmy.
Big Boss Lane. borrow some money, boss man, that's all. I'm tired of walking this mule at night.
Jimmy Reed, and we've got Sangeeta here with the wind-up gramophone playing the disc today, and it's a real pleasure to have in the studio, in person, little Jimmy Reed. How are you finding Sheffield, Jimmy?
I love it.
He loves it. Okay, fine. Although a lot of your music sounds like you play a lot of Jimmy Reed songs. I gather when you were younger, you lived across the street from a juke joint or a bar where they had music.
Right, and they had Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, and I fell in love with Jimmy Reed.
And wasn't there Lightning Slim there?
Lightning Slim, yeah. All kind of music.
Okay, because I like to play a Lightning Slim track. This is from one of his Excello recordings. Excello was a Nashville label, and it's The Things I Used to Do.
To my family too. I'm gonna send you home to your mother, baby, and I'm going home to my family too. Now No matter what I do to please you, darling, you know that I can't get up as long as you.
The things I used to do, Lightning Sting on Accello Records, and my guest, Little Jimmy Reed, used to live across the street from a juke joint where Lightning Slim used to play. But you weren't old enough to get in, were you?
No, I wasn't old enough to get in. I just stand at the door. Every time somebody go in, open the door, I look out.
You look in? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And one of the people you saw was Slim Harpo.
Slim Harpo.
All right. Right. Yeah. So maybe we should play a Slim Harpo track too. This is also on Accello. Actually, this was maybe not a big hit, but it was released in the UK in the early 60s. And it's Don't Start Crying Now.
You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never loved me, baby, didn't mean me no good, no how. Well, the man you got, baby, he don't mean you no good. Well, the man you got, baby, he don't mean you no good. Just a wrecking you, darling, in your neighborhood. With the right cry, baby, you can cry here all night long. You can cry, cry, baby, cry, cry all night long. But when you wake up in the morning, you're gonna find your good man gone. Oh, yes, you will. Woman, take one look at mine. She's just as sweet as any angel. Wanna love me most all the time. That
was the harmonica playing of Slim Harpo. I always thought he played guitar as well, but that's not true, eh?
No.
Okay, who was in his band?
Rudy Richard playing guitar.
Uh-huh.
Slim blowing the harmonica.
All right. You don't know who the drummer was?
No.
I guess it was a while ago. So you saw Lightning Slim and Slim Harpo, but then you came across Jimmy Reed. But you never met Jimmy Reed, did you?
No.
But you saw him play?
Jimmy Reed?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, tell the story.
Well, the story was Jimmy Reed played at LSU University, and the people that paid the money to see him, and he got drunk, and they eased him out the back and brought me through the front. And the people, they know the difference. They thought I was the real Jimmy Reed.
Uh-huh. So ever since
then. So that's how I got the name Little Jimmy Reed.
Right. And I think this next number is a Jimmy Reed number. Is that Help Me to Spend This Dough? Is that one of his numbers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's hear it. That was Help Me to Spend This Dough from my guest today, Little Jimmy Reed. They called you Little Jimmy, but didn't you used to go out as Jimmy Reed until somebody recognized?
Somebody recognized it wasn't Jimmy Reed. So I got in trouble. We had to put Little Jimmy Reed.
Okay, so but you're not that little, are you?
No.
Yeah. Okay. We've talked a lot about Jimmy Reed. I guess we should play a Jimmy Reed track. This is one of my favorites, and I think yours too. It's VJ 398. A great 45, Bright Lights, Big City. While that record was on, my other guest, Bobby D, was saying that he ain't got nothing on you, Little Jimmy, huh?
That's right,
yeah. Actually, because, you know, he didn't play the lead guitar parts on his records.
No,
that was a man called Eddie Taylor, who I knew quite well. I made a couple of records with Eddie Taylor, and Eddie toured here quite a lot. He was a nice man. I think his wife was a nurse. And he had seven children. You have more children, though, don't you? You have more than seven. You got eight children. Yeah.
One more.
Yeah. Well, that's still a lot of children. And how many grandchildren?
37.
And how many great grandchildren?
17.
And he knows the names of all of them, don't you?
No, tell me.
Okay, you're listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. And I'm delighted to be here today with my guests, Little Jimmy Reed and Bobby D from Florida. And I'm fortunate this week to have Sangeeta working the wind-up gramophone. That's wonderful. Okay, so Jimmy, you're originally from Baton Rouge.
Right.
And how long were you there for?
Baton Rouge? I was there 34 years, and then I went to the Army.
Right. And when you came out of the Army, you went to
Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that was about as good a cue so I could get to this next track, which is another Little Jimmy track. It's It's from his Vent album, made in 19... He doesn't remember.
I don't remember.
95. I'll tell you. 1995. Okay. On the Vent label, and it's Alabama's the place to be. Alabama's the place to be, from Little Jimmy Reed. You wrote that one, Jimmy?
Yeah, I did.
Good. Okay, I'd like to play one or two other artists from your hometown of Baton Rouge. You knew Silas Hogan? Did you know Silas
Hogan?
Yeah,
I know Silas.
Yeah. Did you play with him?
Yeah, I played with him on weekends.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What was he like?
He looked like a coal miner, but...
He was a coal miner?
He looked like a coal, dressed like a coal miner. Wore a tin top hat everywhere he went.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, this is Silas Hogan. It's another Excello track. Most of the recordings from Baton Rouge were made in the studios of a guy called Jay Miller, and he would lease his recordings to Excello, and he had his own label, Gold Band, Zin, quite a few different labels. This is on Excello, Silas Hogan, and I'm Gonna Quit You, Pretty Baby.
You beat me, woman, I'll soon be dead. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. Cause a woman like you want to get
get up in the morning, slip on your robe. First thing you do is hit the road. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you won't do. All my money by whiskey and wine. I'm sitting out drinking with a bunch of clowns. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you won't do. I get back in the evening, start to raise and sing. Make me think you've been out with a newer man. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you won't do.
The swamp blues sound of Silas Hogan from Baton Rouge, and that was on Excello, and it's I'm Gonna Quit You, Baby. Jimmy, your Vent album, the one you made in 1995, is titled School's Out. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how you got that title and that tune?
Well, we had 9 songs, so we needed one more. And I told the guy, give me 10 minutes. And I went to the window, smoking, and saw the kids getting out of school.
You were smoking? I can't believe that. Yeah. You're old enough to smoke?
Smoke like a train. But anyway, I wrote that song, watching the kids come from school. School is out.
Okay, let's play it.
Teachers are on vacation, babe. Buses in the shop.
School Is Out, Little Jimmy Reed. If you like that kind of music, why don't you come down to the Greystones on Saturday, 31st of August. Jimmy will be playing from around 8:30 to 11, and be there or be square. I mean, it's one of the rare occasions in Sheffield when we got a genuine, absolutely authentic blues fan all the way from Alabama. Okay, I'm going to play one more, Jimmy. I'm going to play one more man from your hometown. This is Jimmy Dotson, and this is a track he made, I guess, in the late 50s. It's Zin 511, and it's I Wanna Know. Another one of the fine artists from Little Jimmy Reed's hometown of Baton Rouge. That was Jimmy Dotson and I Wanna Know. You are listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall and my guests Little Jimmy Reed and Bobby D. And if you like this kind of stuff, then all our programs are podcast on the internet at www.sheffieldlive.org. And of course, you may think that you're listening to Woman's Hour, but it's not. This is the Keynote Club on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we're going to leave you for just a moment for this important message, but we'll be back in a flash.
Hi. Have I got something for you? This is the one and only Mojo Bag. And with this, you don't need no long hair or cool cigarettes or cool guy shades, cause you could have any woman you want with the Mojo Bag. And you don't need no knife or gun, cause ain't nobody can hurt you when you got the Mojo Bag. But you too can have the one and only Mojo Bag. Yeah, I'd give it to you for, oh, I guess about $8. accept no substitutes. But one word of caution, one word of caution. Don't you never look inside the mojo bag, because it got the juju, and that is hot stuff.
That was Mumbling Word from Little Jimmy Reed from his Vent album. Next up, I'm going to play a B.B. King track. And both you guys at least have seen B.B. King, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I saw him kind of like Jimmy saw the guys that he was when he was younger. I got to peek through the door. I just happened to be on the job. I wasn't allowed in for whatever reason. But I did get to peek in, and there he was. And I thought, like, well, this is pretty cool. And but I knew his music, so that I enjoyed the fact that I just got to look at him for a second or so.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't quite as fat then as he is now.
No, I guess not, but you were still present.
Jimmy, you knew him, didn't you?
Yeah, I knew him.
So you spent a day with him?
I spent the whole day with him.
Okay, and what was he like?
He was nice. Couldn't walk.
He couldn't walk?
No, they had to roll him in a wheelchair. He can walk, you know. He's just that big now.
Uh-huh. But was it, what was the occasion?
Family reunion. Uh-huh. He had a family reunion and invited me, and I went. Spent all day with him.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice man?
Yeah. Got a chance to meet a bunch of his children, grandchildren. He uh-huh. got more than me.
He got more than you?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know anybody had more than you.
Man, yeah.
You know, I saw him play once. It was, and he'd just flown over from Chicago, and they got into London. He went straight on the stage, didn't even bother to change. Well, he had no time to change his clothes into band clothes. They did the show. And at the end of the night, there was maybe, I don't know, couple of thousand people, And B.B. King stood by the door as everybody left, and he shook everybody's hand. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a real professional, I think. Thanked everybody for coming.
Well, every year he'd go home and play free.
All right.
And then in northern Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
That's where he's from.
All right.
And he'd play for the folks free there.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get to see him for free. Anyway, let's listen to B.B. King live. This is the king at his best, and it's Paying the Cost to Be the Boss. That was B.B. King and Paying the Cost to Be the Boss, one of his best-known tunes. I'm going to play another little Jimmy Reed tune, and I'm sure that this will persuade you all to come to the Greystones on Saturday night, Saturday the 31st, to see little Jimmy. This is, I guess, almost my favourite track of yours. I mean, if I've got a favourite, it's this one. It's the Jimmy Reed classic, Honest I Do. Please tell me you love me.
told you I love you. Stop driving me mad. You're the sweet little woman that I ever had.
Bobby D says that that's a belt polishing number. And I don't think I really want to know what that. What do you mean by that? Anyway, that's a real smoochy number from Little Jimmy Reed, the Big Jimmy Reed classic, Honest I Do. And next up, I'm going to play an Amos Milburn track, Chicken Shack Boogie. Do you play with Amos Milburn?
Yeah,
you did, and you got to tell me the story of the night you played with Amos Milburn.
Okay, play the song, then I'll tell you the story.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so here we go now with Chicken Shack Boogie, Amos Milburn on Aladdin. That great. That was Amos Milburn and Chicken Shack Boogie. Come on now, you promised me a story.
Well, it's no story, it's the truth. when I first started playing, Amos asked me to come ride with Marie. He said, we playing tonight. I said, okay. So I went, and I'm waiting to be called up on the stage. My guitar was on the stage. Somebody walked in there and threw a stick of dynamite up under the stage, blew all the instruments up. People got cut, but nobody got seriously hurt, and I'll never forget that one.
Uh-huh. How was your guitar? Did you get out with your guitar?
No, guitar was tore up.
Really?
I had to get another.
Got another guitar, okay.
Drums was busted up.
Uh-huh. Anybody ever thrown dynamite at you, Bobby?
No, but maybe they might have thought about it.
Yeah, I don't know what they throw. Bobby often plays in Duval Street in Key West, and I don't know what they throw down there.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
It's usually coins, isn't it?
That's a pretty good place. That's a real good place. It's very interesting, you know, with all the different characters down there. It's interesting to say the least, especially during the holidays.
Oh, yeah, and during Fantasy Fest.
During Fantasy Fest, yeah, it's quite the week in Key West. It's a Mardi Gras type party. Mm-hmm. And a lot of epidermal art.
Indeed, yes. The local ordinances say that paint is clothes, so you can wear just paint. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of paint. A lot of paint.
Yeah.
We're into the costuming, myself, my wife. Yeah. We do costuming, and it's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of music then. A lot of people come down. I like to see Jimmy come down. We put him on a float down there. He'd knock your socks off.
I'll be down there.
Okay.
Well, I heard that. No, Dave, you're online.
You're right, yeah. Okay, we got time for just one more. And this is I'm a Fool for You, Baby. It's from Jimmy's Vent album. And here it is.
Let your head go far. I'm a fool for you, baby. If you wanna know the truth.